producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to play the video clip. You can't make this stuff up. Fox News says 9/11 Truth responsible for Seahawks Super Bowl loss. And yes, Pete Carroll is a 9/11 truther. He just says he likes to be able to see wide spectrum information. That doesn't mean Bush blew up the towers. It means that they bare minimum allowed it to happen and are funding Al-Qaeda worldwide, which has now come out. There was definitely a stand down. Six of the 10 commissioners say that. We're going to be breaking that down and going to Greg Palast as well. But first, here's David Knight's report from the measles outbreak in 2011 that they admit was caused by the vaccine, just like this new outbreak they admit was caused by it. And the insert says it can give people the measles. So we're going to blow this cover up wide open with this David Knight report.
If you got a French fry that was cooked in some pretty disgusting oils and has silly putty and other preservatives types of things added to it, it's no longer just a potato. And what we can learn from this is that vaccines that have adjuvants like aluminum, that have preservatives like formaldehyde and mercury, are no longer just vaccines. That becomes an important part of the story. And yet, we see this continuing push to try to make vaccines mandatory. In a USA Today article, a contributor, Alex Berezov, says, "Your right to be sick ends where my right to be healthy begins." In other words, he has total contempt for any consent of what they might do to you. He compares unvaccinated persons to drunk drivers who, quote, pose an imminent danger to others, unquote. And he says jail time for parents who turn, quote, their children into little walking time bombs, unquote, is the only way to send a sufficiently strong message about the, quote, deadly consequences of failing to vaccinate children. And this is what the director of the CDC said. He said, what you do for your own kids doesn't just affect your family, it affects other families as well. The more kids who are not vaccinated, the more they put their neighbors' kids at risk as well. I'm sorry, I thought that the vaccine kept them from getting the disease. Think about that admission for a second. The CDC is saying that the kids who have had vaccines are at risk for getting the disease. They're admitting that it's not effective. It's worth noting that in the 2011 measles outbreak in New York, where 88 people contracted measles, the ground zero patient was fully vaccinated, a 22-year-old woman. An analysis of CDC data that you can find at vaxtruth.org, Don Pappel notes that prior to the introduction of the measles vaccine in the 1960s, only 0.015% of measles cases resulted in death. And the percentage of people who die globally from measles today is still very low at 0.00328%. Think about that. That means that you are 99.997% chance of not dying. Now, that's a pretty low risk. Contrast that to Ebola, where you had a 70 to 90% chance that you're going to die if you get that disease, a disease that they did not and still do not exactly know how it's transmitted because so many doctors and nurses are coming down with it, even though they are exercising all the precautions that are supposed to shut down its transmission. So you've got one disease that you have a 99.997% chance you're not going to die, and they're trying to push mandatory vaccines on people. And on the other hand, they step back and tell the public there's nothing to worry about with a disease that has a 90% fatality rate. Roughly 80% of the states across the nation have, since 2002, implemented, in varying degrees, the, quote, Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was developed by a collaboration of government entities like the CDC and the UN World Health Organization. This grants tremendous powers to states at the expense of personal privacy and individual freedom. It allows forced involuntary quarantines and government-mandated vaccinations during officially declared emergencies. That's the problem. We can't get information. and they don't want our consent. And that's the big issue. It's fundamentally about civil liberties.
And now folks are waking up to the medical tyranny and discovering the plan, so now they do want to make it mandatory.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Several months back, I started taking your Mason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank you.
Super Male Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Greg Palast of ABC News, the London Guardian, the BBC, best-selling multi-time author, former top federal fraud investigator, will be with us for about 50 minutes here today during this hour. We're going to cover some other news items first. But he's the guy that got the secret IMF World Bank documents back in 2002. A transcript of our interview and those documents ended up getting published in hundreds of newspapers around the world. Up until that time, it was one of the biggest stories I ever helped break. I mean, he'd already broken it, but it went viral on this show. And I dedicated a chapter in my book to the IMF riot and how these big robber barons, left, right, it doesn't matter, try to destabilize countries and cause civil unrest that they control. Whether it's Google involved in the Arab Spring or George Soros in Ukraine or Ferguson, they take real problems that are out there but try to exacerbate it. We're going to explain how this destabilization works from the mind on the subject. Sure, we can have Confessions of an Economic Hitman Perkins on. He's a great guy, but he was mid-level hitman in all this. You know, he gets sent in by the military, by the big corporations, to make the offers. Then they would come in with destabilization if they didn't take them. Palast has never been on the inside. He's been fighting it the entire time. And so he's going to be breaking that down because we're seeing this happen on a planetary scale. It's kind of like Saudi Arabia will lower oil prices to bankrupt U.S. oil producers and the Russians. Now, that's my view. We'll get Palast expert view on that in a moment. First off, there's a big push that we just covered in the last hour to make vaccines mandatory and to claim that people not being vaccinated are getting other people sick. Well, if you've had the vaccine, you should be protected, right? Well, the Merck insert we showed last hour says that it can give you the measles. And then they admit that these Disney people were vaccinated. And then they admit it's immigrants bringing in these new measles strains. So it's both the things they don't want to look at, open borders and vaccines that are behind this. So it's just classic, absolutely classic. I'll get Palace's take on that. But first, this article is on Infowars.com by Mikhail Thalen. Fox News, 9/11 truther, responsible for Seahawks Super Bowl loss. So it's not 9/11 truther responsible for getting him to the Super Bowl. It's just a Pavlovian demonization that, oh, he questions the official story of 9/11 like 6 of the 10 commissioners do. Senator Graham has said that it was a cover-up and then that they stood down. The 28 pages are now known. I've had Congressman Jones on. I've had Army officers on who've seen the documents. I'll just tell you that. We've heard them. And it says NORAD stood down and the FBI investigations were blocked and that Saudi Arabia ran the operation. And Bush had that classified. Folks, we've now interviewed two different congressmen and colonels and others that have seen it. The 28 pages are known. They're getting ready to try to release them with a bill. It doesn't mean that, like Wile E. Coyote, as I say, Bush had a plunger and he did it. But Dick Cheney was involved, according to Transportation Secretary Panetta, ordering a stand down in the bunker that day. The plane's 50 miles out, 25 miles out, 10 miles out, 5. Does the order still stand? Yes, the order still stands. And who, a month before, took the shoot-down power from NORAD and gave it to the vice president? His name's Dick Cheney. So that's a fact. And it's not fun to go up against these people. It's not fun to tell the truth about this, but it's got to be done. Just like Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. He's a listener of the show. We've sent emails back to each other over the years, but he always cops out coming on. Came out and said the Bin Laden raid's 100% fake after we had reported it. And he also came out and said that 9/11 is, you know, not what they say, basically, to a certain extent. And he's come out and said that the Navy SEALs were charged with blowing up a U.S. ship the last year of Bush's administration to blame it on the Iranians in the Strait of Hormuz, and they said no. False flags are done, historically. The Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. So to question it is not a bad thing. Okay, and Fox News boils it down that Alex Jones says the firefighters blew up the towers. I never said that. This is the games they play. Oh, because he's a 9/11 truther, he jinxed the game and made a bad play. No, he made a ballsy play that if he'd have made that catch, then they'd have called him the greatest coach in history. No guts, no glory. So it's the guts that got him there, and I don't get into either side. Quite frankly, it's all mind control to begin with. It's all a distraction. I'll get Greg Powell's take on that as well. But here's Fox News in a Pavlovian way saying, yeah, he wanted to lose his job, as if he'll lose his job for taking him to the Super Bowl repeatedly and winning the Super Bowl, as if Pete Carroll is a loser now and he lost the game because he's a 9/11 truther because he wants to go to work for Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is what Greg Gutless, Gutler, whatever his name is, Greg Gutless, had to say, sniping at us because they fear us, because they know we'll tell the truth. Let's go to this clip.
Okay, when you see a play that was so deliberately self-destructive, the only thing you could conclude is that it was an inside job. And after all, the coach, Coach Pete Carroll, is a 9/11 truther. He believes the government had something to do with what happened that ended up in the deaths of what, almost 3,000 people. So I believe that this is an inside job. But now I have to wonder, why did Pete Carroll throw the game? And it's in order to lose his job so he can go work for Alex Jones.
And by the way, folks, they absolutely hate the fact that we have 20 million views or listeners every week. I mean, it's now about 20 million. I was saying 18 million. It's about 20 million on an average week. You know how freaked out they are by us having 600,000 people download the podcast and growing? How upset they are on one YouTube channel. We get a couple million views a day. How upset they are that we're on over 170 affiliates, some of them huge in big cities, but everyone's precious, that we've got billboards all over the country. That they know full well that a bunch of movie producers want to put me in movies playing myself. They can see the zeitgeist that InfoWars has been riding for about a decade. And they know I'm fearless. They know I'm real. They know they're going to have to kill me to shut me up. They don't like the prospects of that, so they want to kill my name. And they just call me. Bill O'Reilly goes, there's a lot of sexual predators using Facebook to stalk women. How do we stop this hate? And they cut to an image of me yelling. Nothing to do with women. So, Alex makes you lose the Super Bowl. Alex wants to rape the women. Alex is behind the Boston bombing, MSNBC. They're out to get us, folks, because we're over the target. Now, I don't want to talk about myself all day, but I wanted to get Greg Palast, media analyst, London Guardian, BBC, the whole nine yards, true investigative journalist in the Mickey Spillane vein. I've thrown a lot out there. I want to get into robber barons. I want to get into his new book. I want to get into destabilization programs, Ukraine, the Middle East. But Greg, I mean, ISIS, I know we've argued about pure inside job versus, you know, let it happen or whatever. So you're kind of on the other side of this. But should I be demonized for pointing out our government created Al-Qaeda, helped fund ISIS? I mean, that's mainstream news, Greg. What is your view on the evidence coming out of the 28 pages that there was a stand down, that the Saudi Arabians were quarterbacking the operation?
Well, two things. I admit I haven't seen the 28 pages. Why don't you send it to me, Alex, and I'll take a look. Obviously, we have different views on 9/11. But, you know, I already got in super hot water when I put at the top of the BBC Nightly News worldwide that, you know, the Bush family was connected to the Bin Ladens and the FBI was told to stand down on investigations.
You broke that.
Family. Yeah. And Michael Moore kind of repeated but got it a bit wrong. But the important thing was what we put on BBC was that U.S. agents, several U.S. agents told us point blank, you don't touch the Bin Laden family. It's a career killer. We had a document that says from that was slipped to us by FBI agents that said, you know, eyes only. So, you know, it was just like a bad Mickey Spillane scene, you know, eyes only, top secret.
Yeah, what was the name of that document, Bush's and Bin Laden's? Because that's in your book. It made international news.
Yeah, and the thing was that they said, but of course, a lot of it is just, you know, I don't know what they knew, but they were, you know, it was going to be an embarrassment to our government. And, you know, once again, I see our flags in America at half mast for King Abdullah, who is, you know, of Saudi Arabia. Let's remember, while we're talking about bringing democracy in the world, that King Abdullah is nothing but a dictator in a bathrobe. They call him a king, but that's...
Well, I mean, it's well known that Saudi Arabia has been behind the takeover in Syria and behind Al-Qaeda in Syria, and ISIS, you know, they're arming them while claiming they're fighting them. But, I mean, clearly Saudi Arabia is exporting terrorism around the world.
Yeah, I mean, one of the plans of Saudi Arabia was to somewhat, because remember that some of the fundamentalists grabbed the Kaaba, which is the central point in Mecca. And that could have led to the overthrow of the current House of Saud. So they kind of cut a deal with these guys. You leave us in charge of Saudi Arabia and the oil kingdom. And you go out and do whatever you want. Here's a few million bucks to go, you know, play with explosives in the rest of the world.
That's and right. So they exported their revolution.
Right. They exported the fundamentalist freaks. I mean, not that you have to understand Wahhabism is, you know, is severe. It's a kind of fascistic version of Islam. It's, you know,
it's mind control.
Yeah. And it's well, it's also controlled by whip, controlled by sword. You know, controlled by beatings, controlled by prisons. It's not just the mind that's being seized there.
Yeah, why don't we see more of these big feminist groups criticizing Wahhabism and the sheiks that Obama's bowing to? Instead, you know, they're saying, "Oh, sorry, you had a boy in the Super Bowl," and you know, guys being good at sports makes girls feel bad. I mean, they just want to whip American men into subservience. I see them as their own modern form of fascism. I wish the feminists would go after the Saudis.
Well, I think that that's important. I don't, you know, you and I may have some disagreements, but I'll tell you this. The Saudis, we keep being told that they're our friends. Well, your friends don't send money to people who are trying to kill you. Okay? That's not what I call a friend. I mean, you have that's a different idea than my idea of friendship. Yes, what they mean, what the elite means by friendship is that James Baker and his law firm are counsel to the House of Saud. It means that people like Vernon Jordan are on the Saudi payroll. So it's Democrats, Republicans, all one little happy club being greased by the Saudis. And you know, by the way, Chris Christie, Governor Chris Christie, spent 3 days being feted by the House of Saud, where they brought in Bono to greet Governor Christie, all at the king's behest. And by the way, that was only possible because Chris Christie waived the ethics rules for the state of New Jersey officials, exempting himself from the ethics rules, which would bar him from taking these gimmies from the king of Saudi Arabia. His entire family, in-laws, everyone, the whole retinue was flown over to Saudi Arabia to party, to go to three parties with the king, and they had a special deal in the desert. But I'm not picking on Christie for alone. This is how the entire elite is operating. It's very, very dangerous. And it's giving these guys a pass. I saw that with the FBI documents. The Sauds are supposed to be our buddies, so don't look at anything that might suggest trouble. It was a stand down on the investigation.
That's right. I forget the name of that stand down order. I can see it in my mind right now. It's a photocopy of the actual document.
It's the I-99 document. It says, like I said, it says you can see it in my book, The Best Democracy Money.
That's right. Guys, Google I-99 FBI document, Greg Pallas, and we can put it on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners can search that out of themselves. Now, I want to shift gears into why you originally came on, coming up here in a few minutes. But what is your view, speaking of the Saudis, on what's behind the plummeting oil prices? I mean, I know you've got all the big contacts. You heard me basically say it's a way to shut down the smaller oil producers here and at the same time shut down and bankrupt the Russians. Or do you have another angle on what's really going on?
You got it in one, Alex. Well, here's the funny thing, or the sad thing, sick thing, is in my book, Armed Madhouse, and I where you have George Bush and what was then Prince Abdullah, scooting around the Bush ranch in a golf cart, some cowboy, right? So the pretend cowboys are out there in their golf cart on the ranch. And just before the 2004 election, the price of oil went from $110 a barrel to $20 a barrel in a couple of weeks, just before the election, helping Bush. Who knows what was said in the golf cart? Now, I said, every 10 years, the Saudis deliberately drop the price of oil to wipe out all competition, whether it's solar, whether it's tar sands, whether it's small-time frackers, and 20 years ago was to knock out the Russians, of course, for fighting fanatic Islam. And so now they're doing it again. I said that they do it every 10 years, and I was wrong, Alex. I was off by 1 month. Instead of October 2014, which I predicted 8 years ago, it was November 2000.
You did. I read that in your book, and you said that on air.
Right there, it's right there printed in the book, which was published in 2006. I said, 2014, October, you're going to see it again. I was wrong by 1 month. You're right. They're doing it. They want to wipe out right now. They want to punish the Russians, who are, for whatever else you might think of the Russians, they're pretty darn steadfast against the rise of fanatic forms of Islam. They clearly are very unhappy with fracking in America, and they want to knock it out. We're not talking about the stuff environmentalists care about, the gas fracking. They're talking about South Dakota, where the fracking is flooding the market. They want to wipe out the tar sands guys, and even more. There's always been tension with Venezuela. And if the price of oil stayed above $110 a barrel, you were going to see Venezuela open up those heavy oil fields that it has. But no one's going to touch those heavy oil fields when the price of oil is below $50 a barrel. It costs about $60.
For folks who don't know, they've got oil that has to be processed a lot, and the Saudis have that sweet crude that gets turned into gasoline really, really quick. That's why that Saudi oil is king.
Saudi oil is king because it's $4 a barrel to pull up versus $40 a barrel for tar sands, or $50 a barrel for tar sands, and $40 a barrel for heavy oil out of Venezuela. And so they're going to keep the Venezuelans off the market. If you look at, by the way, go to OPEC's website. Saudi Arabia is not listed as the world's largest oil reserve. Venezuela is, and it's listed as having three times the reserves of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia says, you may have the reserves, but you ain't taking it out of the ground, sucker, not at this price. So it was Sheikh Yamani himself, who Soleimani is the ambassador to OPEC, the oil cartel, for Saudi Arabia. And as he says, the Stone Age didn't end when people ran out of stones. He says the oil age won't end when people run out of oil. It's when they have another source other than our stuff. So he says that's how he explained the last time he dumped the price of oil and 20 years ago went down to 10 bucks a barrel.
Well, here's the big question. Will they be successful?
Yeah. Will the Saudis be successful? Because remember, also when we say the Saudis, we mean their whole crew. We mean their whole crew of James Baker, who also represents ExxonMobil Corporation, and the rest. The oil majors are not unhappy with this. Yeah, they'll take a hit for a year or two. What do they care? It knocks out all their competitors.
Sure, they're all involved in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, they benefit from OPEC. Remember, OPEC is by any measure an absolute illegal cartel. It's a criminal. It's a violation of U.S. criminal law to have a combination to raise or control the quantity or price of any commodity. It is a go-to-jail crime. And yet we have our presidents kissing Abdullah's camel on the cheek. Our flags are at half-mast. What's that all about? I saw that in London, too.
Oh, my gosh. I noticed that here and didn't even do a story. I was at a courthouse doing a piece for a movie, and I noticed they were at half-mast. Is that why they're at half-mast?
Yeah, for this dictator in a bathroom, for King Abdullah.
You're joking, right?
No, and that's why...
Wait a minute. U.S. flags are at half-mast for him still? How about we just permanently take him down because he died? Just worship him.
Well, I mean, the worst thing is that Tony Blair used to put his zipper down at half-mast for King Abdullah. You know, and this is the problem that we do have. You know, I mean, so what's happening is that when we say the Saudis, it's really the whole combine of this elite, because it means they're the Saudi consigliere, James Baker, who was our Secretary of State. Well, he was as much Saudi Secretary of State as our Secretary of State. The same crew. And again, it's Democrats and Republicans. There's no there's a bipartisan love affair. And when I go to England, you see the Tories and you see Tony Blair. In fact, there was the House of Saud, by the way, don't just take their easy squeezy through the oil. There was over $200 million paid to the House of Saud in a bribe by BAE, the British aerospace company. $200 million bribe. And when the prosecutors in Britain wanted to start arresting members of the House of Saud, the government stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. This is a national security matter. Bribery becomes a national security matter. This is so over.
What happens when it's so institutionalized that these mega billionaires can steal Greek islands because Greece bailed out that banker's debt? I mean, how far does this go? And then that leads us into the next big subject of why I wanted to have you here. George Soros, you name it. Involved in Ukraine, and then you've got Soros that came out, 33 million trying to stir up street demonstrations with the black youth being killed. And I'm not saying that's a good thing they're being killed, but clearly if he's involved in something, it's for a larger reason. What do you see happening there? Tie it into the IMF shock doctrine, the 100-point-plus plan, where they talk about the IMF riot.
Okay, that's a lot, Alex. Let's start with the riot, okay? Joe, let's talk about insiders. This started when I was interviewing. So I'm an economist by training. Actually, I was a student of Milton Friedman, a very, you know, the ultimate right-wing Nobel Prize-winning economist, Mr. Free Market. But I started smelling a rat listening to my dear professor. But I got to know a lot of the insiders, and one of them was Joe Stiglitz, who was the Joseph Stiglitz, who's just, by the way, a couple years ago won the Nobel Prize himself in economics.
He's won it twice.
Yeah, and this guy, so the Nobel Prize winner in economics, Joe Stiglitz, I had a discussion with him just before he got the prize in Britain. We were both actually teaching some economics courses. And on television and on tape, I interviewed him, and I showed him the inside documents. Because I get, you know, I'm an old-fashioned investigative reporter, for those who know Greg Ballast, you know, the old gumshoe, like you say, you know, Columbo style. And I got these inside documents from the IMF and the World Bank, and I said, Dr. Stiglitz, it looks to me, from reading these documents, these inside documents, the IMF and the World Bank, that they're actually planning riots, which would give them the excuse to then seize control of an account.
Stay there. We're going to come back with these documents straight ahead with Greg Pallas, investigative journalist, economist, to understand why they're trying to stir up global crises right now and what that means is coming next. This is Key Intel. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And don't forget weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. With the Focus 30-minute InfoWars nightly news with the InfoWars team of Ja'Kari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, and all the other great reporters like Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen and all the investigative journalists around them and all the crew. And you, the supporters that make it possible, I want to salute and thank all of you. It is an incredible blessing to have been able to build InfoWars.com and to bring in all these journalists, accomplished journalists, researchers, and to be having such a big effect and really just trying to find the truth, trying to be honest, tell the truth no matter how painful it is. Because it's the truth that's going to set us free, as the Bible says. Before we go back to Greg Pallas, think about the guests you hear here. the whistleblowers, the intel, the CBS reporter that blew the whistle, the whistleblowers of Fukushima, the William Binney, number two or number three, depending on how you look at it, number four at the NSA, the director of major operations, exposing everything here on air. But we'll also take an article out of Time magazine that nobody's covering and go, look, whistleblower claims CDC covered up data showing vaccine autism link. We're a clearinghouse of the stuff the system hopes gets lost in the cracks. And that's why it's important to remember that when you tell friends and family about the radio show, when you send a link to a YouTube video or to the free podcast or Infowars.com/show, to the free video feed, when you reach out more people, that's the power of humanity that the globalists can't trump. And when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get the Made in America long sleeve, modern camo, Molon Labe, come and take it shirts, belt buckles, things like that, you get to meet like-minded people, have really good-looking Made in America high-quality products, and fund this operation. More of the camo shirts that keep selling out. We can't get enough of these. I'm trying to get these for months. We can only get 300 and something Made in America long-sleeve Molon Labe. We should be selling them for $50. They're $26.95. And they're going to sell out. And I looked at Weldon and I said, I guess we'll get something from Ecuador or Mexico. You know, at least it funds people in this hemisphere. I mean, I cannot get American made in the stuff people want. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is. But it's still Made in America. Everything in the Made in 1776 line at madein1776.com. It costs us like $10 a shirt instead of $2 in Mexico to bring you this shirt. Anyways, the point is they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. This, it was supposed to end this morning, but customarily they like to give me a few extra days to promote stuff. If you haven't gotten the super high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, the Nation Iodine, the X2, the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Super Metal Super Female Vitality, there's some specials going on that. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER on all the water filtration systems. We've got the best stuff that's out there for the price. The Pro Pure G2, the Clearly Filtered, the other great brands, 10% off. You can always get 10% off, but the free shipping ends today. In fact, I'm going to go in there and tell them at the show, look, I know they're in there listening. End it at 2 o'clock. In fact, it's going to end in an hour and 20 minutes. Hour and 23 minutes, it's going to end. Boom, it's over. You want the free shipping and to stop drinking all the glyphosate and garbage in the water. You're crazy if you don't filter your water for your children. And the comparable filters they sell at stores just clean out the bad taste and don't remove down to non-detectable levels the fluoride, the chlorine, all the garbage like these G2 systems do. And they either remove it all or 99%+. I mean, there's hundreds of chemicals out there, but the point is they can reduce it almost down to nothing. It's the best gravity-fed system out there, and this is the last day it will end today as well. In fact, I'm going to tell them at 2 o'clock to take it down. You can get a set of $54.95 for a year of the nightly news and all the films at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is basically half off right now. 20 people can use each membership, so it comes down to 12 cents per person a day, $2.50 a month, $29.95 a year, set of $54.95, and you are funding this Tip of the Spear news operation. Again, it is so essential. I want to thank you all for your help. When you get the highest quality nutraceuticals at very competitive prices, you get two bottles of X2, get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Boost. That's simply amazing. Myself and my children are taking it. We haven't gotten sick yet. Cross our fingers, knock on wood. The things that are in it are known to boost immunity. And then they come right out and admit the flu shot has never been guessed the right mutation, lowers your immunity, it does not help you. I mean, that's even in mainstream news now. It's just crazy how sunlight and vitamin C is what you need. Now, I'm ranting. Going back to Greg Palast of GregPalast.com. We'll tell you about his newest book in a moment. And I want to open the phones up if you've got any quick questions or comments about different scandals, back to SNL that he investigated for the feds, right through to current derivatives. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to economists, investigative journalists, Greg Palast of GregPalast.com. Now, Greg, I'm asking the questions here, and I want you to get to the IMF riot document, finish up with that, tie it into current things that are happening. Then I want to give you the floor to talk about the biggest scandals that haven't really broken yet and things that you're hot on the heels of, because you have a history here joining us for, I guess, about 15 years or longer of really dropping bombshells on this show. So get into the IMF riot, current destabilization, and you've got the floor, Greg Palast.
Okay. Well, the first thing is the IMF riot. Basically, we've got inside documents which suggested that the IMF and the World Bank were actually secretly telling finance ministers, if we're going to crack down on the workers in your economy, take away their pensions, et cetera, first we need a shakeup. And what we do is we squeeze them. We need a riot, basically. And I went to Joe Stiglitz, who had been the chief economist of the World Bank. He'd also been a member of the president's cabinet under Clinton as chief of the Council of Economic Advisors. But, you know, once you get a Nobel Prize, you're kind of a free person. You can now open your mouth and you're kind of safe. So I said, Dr. Stiglitz, it looks like they're planning riots. And he said, yes. This is a quote. We called those the IMF riots. He said, we just squeezed. The plan was you squeeze and squeeze until people explode. When they explode, then you can bring the tanks into the street. That's what we're seeing now with the game being played with the nation of Greece and all over the southern tier nations of the European Union, like Portugal, Spain, Italy, and even though it's not southern, is Ireland. What's happened in Greece is that when they became part of the euro, there was a con game going on. When you become part of the euro, you can't have more than a 3% deficit. So the Greek government, to hide their deficit, cut a deal with Goldman Sachs to make phony currency swap exchanges. The Greek government paid Goldman about $400 million for running this scam, which you uncovered. They never denied it. That's absolutely what happened. The government says, I'm correct. Yes, I mean, big deal. They did it. They got caught. And then the creditors said, okay, we're going to raise your interest rate because you've been lying. So suddenly they're paying. People in Greece are now stuck with about $14,000 per person in interest payments per year. That's almost what their entire salary. So it became impossible. They're now down to more than 25% unemployment, which is a bit higher than what we had in America in the Great Depression. People's wages are down by a third. Their pensions have been cut in half by the leaders of the Eurozone, the European Central Bank, controlled by the German finance minister, a guy named Schäuble. And so you're talking about a situation that's worse than the Great Depression. But unlike the Great Depression, where we had a President Franklin Roosevelt, agree with him or not, he said, this has got to end, and started putting people back to work and ending that Great Depression, obviously ultimately ended by a war. But in Greece, the Germans are saying, and the rulers of the Eurozone, the bankers ruling the Eurozone, are saying, 25% unemployment, your wages is cut by a third, your pension's cut in half. That's not enough. You need more. They call it reform. What it is punishment. And they kept squeezing people. You have teachers hunting through garbage cans to eat.
And people dumping their children off at the hospitals. And
right.
I mean, I go back to the founding of the EU. I've seen the different documents and statements. They founded it as a way to economically take over countries. And so, like with IMF and World Bank money to the third world, they say, here's the loan agreement, the things you have to do, and it's go into debt, it's buy your products from the very globalists that just loans you the fiat money, and then basically the leaders walk off with a payoff and then hand the country over to them, and then all the globalists fly in and they've depressed your economy and buy it up, correct?
Yes. Well, let me just get to this, because what happened was people were squeezed, so there were, and they got what they wanted. They got the riot. A bank was burnt down with a couple people burnt to death inside, and suddenly the people, because of the riots, suddenly the tanks hit the streets, and the European banking system took over Greece. Basically, it was a kind of financial coup d'etat, and they started dictating further cuts in wages. You have to sell off your properties. They're selling off their biggest port to the Chinese. They are selling off the big power company. They sold off the water systems, and then now they're selling off the beaches and everything that is or isn't nailed down in Greece is being sold off for nothing, for peanuts, to supposedly pay off these debts. They call it reform. It's grand theft. And that's the game. And when I talk to Stiglitz himself about this, he says, yes, that's what they're doing. And his phrase, this is a quote. They don't care if people live or die. They don't care if people live or die. That's a quote from the guy who was the chief economist of the game. Okay, but now he's free because he's got his Nobel Prize and he feels he could speak out. He was, I have to tell you that when I quoted him and put his stuff on television, he was at first upset because he was worried, as he was hoping maybe he'd be brought back into the mainstream as, you know, but no way. And, you know, he had been fired by the globalists as chief economist of the World Bank because he hadn't he had raised internal objections to some of this disastrous activity, literally generating riots so you can take over a nation's finances and take away all their capital, all their products. And the ultimate thing they're trying to take from Greece, too, is Greece has a lot of offshore natural gas. And that was one of the things that they insisted on seizing, which is why it's also goes into Cypriot territory, why they bankrupted Cyprus. They want that gas, too. And how do you get it cheap instead of having to pay full price? Well, you seize the nation and the gas comes along with it. So you did have these riots. And now this year, finally, after the nation of Greece had everything sucked, the nation was sucked dry, the people stood up last week and voted for a new party, a revolutionary party, supposedly, called Syriza, headed by a guy named Alexis Tsipras. And I had an article about the election that was put on the front page of the big Sunday paper in Greece. Because I said, I like, you know, it's very nice that you have a guy standing up to the Germans and the big bankers. But on the other hand, he's saying he wants to stay within the Eurozone. He wants to keep the Euro. I said, that's like saying I want to cure my leprosy, but I don't want to leave the leper colony. You know, that's the problem. The Euro is, in fact, was an instrument of destruction. And I know that because the guy that invented the Euro is another economist named Robert Mundell in Columbia, University of New York. And he told me, point blank, that the purpose of the Euro was to destroy the powers of governments, of working people, of labor unions, cut pensions, cut rules. And, you know, this he was like the big advisor to Reagan and Thatcher on cutting the power of working people in the economy. He told me that point blank. I have him quoted. I have it on tape. But the entire purpose of the Euro is to take away control of an economy from the public, from the parliaments and congresses, and it would only be the economies, your budgets, your exchange rates, the money supply, all these things, every detail of your economy and your government would be taken out of the hands of the electorates of these nations. He's told me that directly. I've got it on tape. I published it, and you know, he's not taking it back. But that's how the Euro came about. And so with Greece and the Euro, they didn't stand a chance. In fact, the German finance minister after the election said, and this is a quote worth remembering, a good quote worth remembering. The German finance minister said, elections don't mean anything. And believe me, that applies not just to Greece, but to the United States, to England, to Italy, to Spain. Elections don't mean anything. That's the key. You know, once in a while they get arrogant and they tell you what they really mean.
Well, this is the essence of the private global corporate government. And the worst part about it is they don't like free market. They like monopolies. So they're promoting a type of real low-level socialism of just subsistence socialism that they're then exempt from and basically tax-exempt from. It's like the France's Socialist Party with all these Swiss bank accounts. And it really is just a new above the law class of royalty. Just like the Saudis are just some thugs, still the second generation in power. North Korea is a third generation. Pretty soon they'll be like the Queen of England, tax exempt, owning oil companies above the law because she's, 20th generation or whatever. And then you've got Stiglitz in an article just a few months ago saying the Federal Reserve is tyrannical. We had that on screen earlier. And you've got Rolling Stone saying everything is fixed. In LIBOR. So it's not just Greg Palast, the economist, saying this 20 years ago, or Ron Paul saying it 30 years ago, or Alex Jones saying it 20 years ago. Now, as you were saying, it's just out in the open. And it's not like these bankers took over through economic competition. They took over by getting governments to accept giving them unlimited currency and credit through things like the Federal Reserve. And then now they're waging a war against grassroots prosperity, even pushing how we need to live under austerity and how it's liberal and trendy to be poor. And Obama's telling Africans they can't have a car or air conditioning. He's not saying you need to have clean cars and air conditioning, which they're developing or have. No, it's just you don't have it. Now I'm going to get back on this jumbo jet. I mean, it really shows that these are eugenicists. These are a ruling elite that manage us like a herd of animals. And now the space is getting bigger between the haves and the have-nots. And then they say, okay, give us $100 trillion. Davos has been calling for that for 5 years. They just called for it again last week. Soros just says, no, 90 trillion will do over the next decade, and we'll fix everything by loaning that money to people. Well, that they'll then control. And then, meanwhile, he's involved, Soros running around trying to stir up, civil unrest here, admitting it, and trying to do it in Ukraine. What do you think he's doing? Because, again, they create the inequity, then they say, give us more power or it will all blow up.
Well, I haven't followed Soros. I wish I could give you the information on that, but he's not in my, I've been doing other investigations right now. I've actually been staying out of the Ukraine story because it's for me, it's just
a quagmire.
A photographer went there. But you know what's happening is that we say people who are outside the law.
Stay there. I want to come back and get your take on this destabilization. I'll keep you a little bit in the next hour. I'm going to take some phone calls from Ellen Ladd, Frank, Terry, and others, Trey and others that are holding patiently. Again, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. The enemy does not want those websites getting out, folks. Spread them far and wide.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
take you back.
New article and video up at InfoWars.com. Libs,
girl, your memory
really means fascists, trash Senator Rand Paul for daring to have an opinion about vaccination. We're going to play that clip. We've got the police bursting in on an 11-year-old girl's bedroom, pushing her to the floor at gunpoint. That was responding to a false burglary report. Islamic State continues destruction of antiquities in Iraq. Bitcoin elites plan secret confab Bilderberg-style meeting. Fox host on mandatory vaccines, some things require Big Brother. That and more is coming up. I have a bunch of economic news. I want to go to your phone calls in this segment, the next, for Greg Palast of GregPalast.com. But, Greg, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into this inequity, and Davos basically saying, you know, we need to have global taxation to redistribute wealth. These ultra-rich are always calling for higher taxes, but on the middle class, and then they get the money in banker bailouts. So they use the problem they've created to push for more of the same, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, don't forget that. And when Obama's running for re-election, he said that he wanted to get rid of what is the special billionaire's tax break. Why don't billionaires pay taxes? There's something called the carry interest loophole. And it only applies to investment bankers like Mitt Romney and Soros and the rest of the banker elite. They're the only guys that can benefit from that. And it basically cuts out almost all their taxes. And so Obama promised he was going to get rid of this gimmick to the billionaires. When he put forward his tax proposal, it was completely forgotten. And just shows you that, you know, in other words, come on. We know who pays the taxes. And if a rich guy doesn't pay the tax, you're paying it. Someone's paying it. You know, that we have forces in Iraq, and we have forces, especially in Afghanistan, all over the world. Someone's picking up the tab. And it ain't the guys who are being protected by those forces. It's you. It's the families.
That's right.
Who are there.
Let's go ahead and go to a phone call. Let's talk to Lad in Texas. You're on the air with Greg Palast.
Okay, can you guys hear me fine?
Sure.
Hey, Lad,
okay,
yeah.
Great. Great to be back on the show, Alex. Awesome job. And, Greg, I got a couple of questions for you. And at the end, I got a lead for you, Alex, for a story. But that's after. But, Greg, here's my questions. I know you already covered when this is possibly going to hit in the U.S., but one thing I wanted to find out, what is the best business to be in to survive this mess if we're going to stay here in the U.S.? That's question number one. And last question, if we're really not going to survive this mess here in the U.S., then my thought is, just like Alex mentioned the other day, although I really don't want to move from this country, I'm thinking about my wife and kids. Is moving to another country like New Zealand really going to be a true solution?
Well, that's a good question. Why are so many of the elites running to New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say if you want a good, safe job, either become a butler or concubine to a billionaire. They do pretty well. Trophy wives are doing well. I just had Wilbur Ross is, I think, on his sixth wife. He looks like a little crushed frog. The billionaire, remember the Seago mine that where all those miners were killed? And this billionaire that owned it actually got on TV and said, would people please send me money to help the poor widows of the people who've been killed in the mines? And I said, so do we send the money to your place in the Hamptons or your Park Avenue condo or your place in Beverly Hills? So I guess, like I say, so become a trophy wife to one of the billionaires. They're doing okay.
All right, caller. That was a great question, Lab. We'll put you on hold. You can give us that news tip. We're going to come back and talk to Frank, George, Trey, and others. Maybe we'll keep Greg 15 into the next hour so he can also tell us about some of the new stories he's working on and his book. But we'll get to all your calls straight ahead and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. Again, InfoWars.com. Spread it like the four winds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.